In today's video, you'll learn what research is required when building a social impact strategy. From understanding business priorities, the state of your company's social impact programs, if any, and what matters to your employees. Finally, we provide the first steps in research you can take if you're just starting your program. Let's make a social impact. Hi everyone, I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, a channel where you get the latest strategies and tips to help you scale and grow your CSR and goodness program. So my guest today is Nicole McPhail, who is the managing partner and co-founder of Darwin Pivot. And today we're going to be talking about how to build a social impact strategy. This is actually part one of our five-part series. So Nicole, let's get right into it. So the first part, how to actually do research to build that strategy. So How do we go about doing that?
I think that if you're okay with this, we might even want to step back and talk about why it's important to do in the first place. Does that sound like an okay spot to start?
Yeah. And
I love that you're starting with research in general. So this is where my heart's at. So I think right now there's a lot of eyes and expectations from consumers and employees and stakeholders on companies to be doing more good. Like, I think everyone is feeling that in the landscape right now. And I think this opens up a lot of doors for companies to start having these conversations with executives more now than ever. And also I've actually personally seen a lot of people reaching out asking, how do you get into this space in the first place? I work for a company, I want to develop this program. What do I need to do to get started? And so I think why we start with research is because in order for you to present anything to, a governing body or people that are making decisions on behalf of the company, you need to know your stuff. You need to know the context. You need to know the environment. You have to understand benchmarking to know what other companies are doing so you can properly position what it is you're going to pitch and how much it's going to cost based on the best practices and what's already happening. I find that's the best foundation to get in there to be able to present this. And then at the same time, you can also look at internal research. So, I mentioned that employees and consumers and people have these expectations on companies to do more great work and in their communities. How can you better understand those needs and those gaps within your company? Like, what employees feel regarding this, or what consumers are saying to your client success managers about the need for a CSR program to be in place. Those are just like really strong data points that you can use for creating your pitch at the end. And we'll talk about this in this six-step journey.
When you're doing your research, how different is it when the social impact push is coming from, let's say, the top down, let's say from one of the C-suites who really wants to implement the program versus a more organic, say, bottom up process? Does that impact the research in any way?
Oh my gosh, that is such a great question. And I feel like that question actually feeds into the next step around like how you're going to create your narrative in the first place. So for instance, if you have some directive from the top that's saying we need to design a strategy, ESG is front and center right now, you need to start asking questions about why they want the program to exist in the first place to know what type of supplementary data or research you're going to need to do. So as an example, if a company is coming from the very top, you have a C-suite saying we need ESG specifically instead of CSR, which are different. We can talk about that. You need to ask follow-up questions of like how they're going to be using this, why they wanted to have it in the first place. Because if it's, for instance, an ESG strategy and report they're looking for, that's essentially a set of standards that companies have to adhere to. And then they put the programs in place to be able to comply on this ESG rating. If it's, say, around CSR, they want to do good, they want to be better, then you're going to want to do a benchmarking research using reports like CCP Giving in Numbers. You can talk to technology companies like Benevity to understand, what competitors are doing, what companies of similar size and industry are doing. That's the type of research you're going to want to know. If it's coming from the bottom up, that's when your research can be a little bit more qualitative and quantitative, meaning you want to hear the voice of the employee. You want to hear that need. We want you to be doing better at X company. Or that's when you're going to need to be thinking as well around what, say, employee programs look like, and conduct your research in that arena. So you need to do a lot of follow-up questions to understand the why before you can even think about what you're going to research and what levers you will pull.
I think when we had this conversation, I would say about 2 years ago, I think the big thing I learned was, how do you go about connecting your social impact strategy, well, your entire program, to the business priorities? So how do you do that in the research stage?
So the first thing, and especially if you're not high up in the company, don't fret, it's okay. Your biggest resource, from my experience, is the HR business partner. So talk to them, find out what the business priorities are. This could be as top level of like how you're trying to attract and retain talent, because you can find research on data that suggests the importance of having these strong programs for attracting and retaining your talent. And those HR business partners will also know maybe underlying priorities that say you have a new CEO who cares a lot about innovation. Well, you might be able to, by understanding this, pitch signature programs that have to do with skills-based volunteerism that are all around innovating the not-for-profit sector, as an example. So having all of that information equips you to know sort of where to go and where to start. And then in terms of aligning it more specifically to the higher arching priorities, this is when you can really think about where your program might need to fit in the first place. So if you understand that it is around, you know, a top priority is attracting and retaining talent for the company, then maybe you want to be talking to HR leaders on how to get the budget to bring in the program under that. If it's around ESG, maybe you should be looking to speak with finance or to maybe directly into a CEO type governing body. That is all part of the why. And then you can make those alignments. There are some companies who don't have to do that. I've met a couple of companies who, you know, they just want to do good. They feel it's their social mission to give back, and you don't need that explicit alignment, but you still need to be very thoughtful on why you're doing the work and measuring out on that impact or those outcomes, I should say.
Now, we talked about, you know, connecting, and we'll talk about connecting with leadership in another video, but I think when we're doing the research, how do we go about doing it with the employees? Like, how do we go about knowing what they care about? Because that could be for a big organization, that could be a multitude of things, or if it's a small organization, it could only be one or two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say that you can attain this data in two ways. And I would suggest using both. So of course you could do a survey. It doesn't have to be a company-wide survey if you don't have access to that. So say you're, you know, matrix organization, you can't just send out a survey, but what you can do is craft a survey and then talk to local partners and country managers or HR business partners and get them to reach out and get a pulse. And this could be done at town halls. You know, people are walking by. You could have kiosks set up for them to answer these questions. And then the other way to do it that's a little bit more organic that I think can, override the need to send out a company-wide survey. If you can't, I would love it if you could. But if you cannot, then you can run focus groups and try and find some local leaders, like, and they don't have to be senior, to just start asking questions of employees to understand how they feel about certain things. And so some examples of things that you can get a sense on is how they feel about the company's current CSR efforts. Do they know about them? Are they involved in them? Why or why not? And that allows you to create a gap analysis, so to speak. So if, say, the company doesn't have them and people want them, there's an opportunity. If the company has them, but the employees think that they're not doing a good job, you can see that pretty quickly. The other thing that you can do as well, so if you, say, have an existing one strategy, and I'm not putting shade on the United Way, they do great work. But for instance, if a company has a United Way campaign and they want a broader CSR strategy, often the CEO or C-suites think that employees love the United Way campaign. And so we worked with one client, actually, when I was at Benevity, who just asked their employees what they felt about the United Way campaign. And the CEO was shocked at the fact that people wanted both. They wanted choice and they wanted the United Way campaign. It debunked assumptions and allowed them to, you know, put the pieces in place to be able to create something totally new. So that's the type of employee specific content and data that I would suggest looking into before you do anything.
And remember, if you're getting value from this video, we'd really appreciate you hitting that like button. And the question for you today is, how have you done social impact research in your organization? And what are some of the challenges that you face? Let us know in the comment section below. So, you know, when we talk about measurement, and you touched on that, one of the things I've learned, interviewing a lot of social impact professionals is that there is an issue with outputs versus outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing your research, how do you integrate in ensuring that you aren't just collecting outputs from your social impact program, but actually really affecting change in, let's say, the people, the community, or the organizations that you're looking to help?
I feel like that those are considerations and things that you need to be able to address if you're pitching a program in the first place. So if someone doesn't have a program yet and they're looking to figure out how to get that buy-in or put it together, you're not probably going to understand quite yet what your inputs and outputs and outcomes are because you haven't officially created your overarching strategy. But once you get to that point, I think the reality is a lot of companies and CSR practitioners really have a hard time getting their head around, to your point, the outcomes, aka the impact. And I would say it's arguably pretty impossible because a lot of it is going to be relying on self-reported metrics. And so I think for those people, once you can understand what you are solving for and what you can reasonably measure, don't try and pretend like you can or put that stress on yourself that you can necessarily measure impact when you can't. But what you can do is set good goals using benchmarking data from, you know, companies of similar size or industry, not even the same industry. That doesn't always matter. And use that as a North Star in the beginning. And then once you get a sense of how you're actually operating, then you can flex your program and then you can think and define outcomes that actually make sense. And I would say the other thing with that, and I think this is an important message for CSR people, because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do this. It's a lot to expect of not-for-profits to actually be able to collect the stories and the outcomes. And that's okay if you're building strong partnerships and you know the mission and you trust these organizations and you trust your people, your employees, to make decisions about where they want to give and volunteer based on their relationships. So that's a long answer to say, you know what, it's going to take time. Use benchmarking to set those standards for yourself, and then you can refine, and then you can add on to it, and then you'll have a bit of a more of a pulse and sense of where you want to go with it.
So, Nicole, do you have anything else to add in terms of the research phase of building a social impact strategy?
So let's break it out into two sides of the research. For someone who's building a new program, you got to look at it internally and you have to look at it externally. Internally, what you need to know is, are there any CSR activities happening to date? If so, what are they and who's involved? The reason why you want to do this is if you're trying to bring in a new CSR strategy and say a vice president of finance is doing some pretty great work in one area, you might want to lean into that and get them as a champion for the future. Or if they're not doing something that's aligned to the company, you're going to have to put in some change management efforts and you don't want to step on toes. So you need to know what's going on. The second is you need to know what employees care about. So that's done through the employee surveys and the focus groups that we talked about. Ask questions that allow you to compare what someone's saying versus what they're doing. Ask questions that will help you understand value sets versus how they feel the company is operating. And then also do internal research on what key business priorities are in existence and what's happening in the business. So this could be looking at HR business partners and finding out like where the company is focusing if you're not privy to that information. And it could also be a matter of looking at talking to them about changes that could be happening, like mergers and acquisitions, stuff like that, that would impact the timing of your pitch. That's really, really essential for you to know. And then external, you're looking at the broader landscape. So you want to know CSR trends, what's happening, what data can support the case that you're going to make. So if you're going to, for instance, make a case that you're helping with attracting or training talent, you should know that, you know, millennials are willing to take a 70% pay cut to work for a company that cares. You should know if it's a consumer facing value proposition. You should know that I think it's 64% of consumers will boycott a brand that they don't think is socially responsible. And then the last thing is you just need to know the landscape in terms of best practices in CSR. So you should be looking at reports like CCP Giving and Numbers. I know Benevity does an impact report every year through Benevity Labs. That's the type of stuff you need to be an expert. So that's my soapbox on research. And hopefully folks can get, you know, a few tips out of that.
So Nicole, if anybody wants to connect with you or Darwin Pivot, what's the best place to reach you?
Yeah, you can find us at darwinpivot.com or you can email me at nicole@darwinpivot.com.
Thank you for listening to The Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.